How do you like it? How do you like it? Be honest. Be honest with the boy, homie, with the J-A. Please be honest. Do you like the new podcast cover, my friends? Does it describe me? Do you feel like when you look at it, you're like, oh, yeah, if Jay wanted to do a podcast cover, it'd look like that. Let me tell you the story. Let me tell you a little backdrop. So I got really sick of looking at the podcast cover. You know, there's no reason to really change it. Like, it is what it is, right? Like, you got one, it works, it's me, it's... But therein, man, therein is the message today that I want to tie into this story. I just was like, I'm getting sick of it, man. And I don't know how much of that matters on why people click on something. I don't even know. Maybe. I mean, do you click on new podcasts? Because I'm trying to grow, right? So do you click on new podcasts because they got cool covers? Or is it usually because you were recommended the episode, or, you know, you know the person behind it, and, you know, whatever the theme is, perhaps. But I just felt like I need a new like look here, bro, because that's like JA 2021. Like, I just needed to freshen it up. So I went on Fiverr. You guys use Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R, and I found a guy there. It's hard, man, to find a good artist, you know, with things like that. But after my filter game and all the reviews and stuff, I was like, all right, let's pay. It's worth it. And turns out the guy, Mexican dude, lives in Mexico, and then we started talking in Spanish. I was like, bro, it's just there. And then he started on the work. It took about a week to get back to me, and, you know, it was supposed to be like a 5 to 7 day project, right? But around day five, I was like, man, like, I kind of want to hear from this guy, you know? So I was like, hey, man, everything all right? Like, just checking in. He's like, sorry, man, just, like, I'm working on it, and I just want to make it look good. And then I was like, hey, like, here's my Instagram, right? Because I kind of told him what I was thinking, who I am, what the podcast is about, and he just gets to work, which I love. And I said, here's my Instagram, dude, if you want to, like, check it out and, like, see if, you know, maybe you can spark some ideas. And then he writes me back a day later. He's like, I'm so glad you sent me that, because I feel like I understand you more. And one of the pictures you have that's by a mural, which is what I took here in Wynwood, Miami, Florida. He's like, I'm going to use that for your cover. And so he ended up doing, like, it's a mural of, like, these, I guess, these colors of paint that are coming out like an octopus or something. And I'm standing in the center of it, and it just looks fire. And he ended up putting the words of the podcast that I think I talk about the most, which are health and fitness and motivation and life and consciousness and spirituality. Do you feel like I talk about those things? I feel like I do, for the most part, along with some other stories and things of this nature, but I feel like that's kind of like the podcast in a nutshell. But yeah, and then he colored it in, and I wanted to do something different with, like, graphics and comic, you know, because it just looked too, like, LinkedIn serious, you know. So that's when he put that together. So the cover has a lot of color in it. The only thing I regret, because we went back and forth, like, on different things to edit when he sent me the final draft, the only thing I regret, guys, you can take a hard look at it right now, is my face. When I took that picture, I had just, like, shaved, so I didn't really have a beard. And that's not a look that I want to go long-term with. I like having some color on my face. So the only thing I regret is that my beard wasn't colored in more, and I should have told them, like, hey, can you make my beard darker? Because it's just, I look like Doug Funny, you know? you know Doug Funny? I look like the Latino version of Doug Funny. I used to watch that growing up, man. Doug Funny was... I identified with him, you know? He had this line, and I'll start the message here, where he would, like... If you guys don't know about Doug Funny, it's just, like, this show on Nickelodeon. But little bald kid, had a dog named Pork Chop, and a friend named Skeeter. And he was in love with this girl named Patty Mayonnaise. And, gosh, how do I know these things? But anyways, he had this moment where he was trying to like overcome some of his anxiety and fears and sadness in life. I love the way these like creators and producers just know how to make shit that really identifies with a kid's heart. And I remember he was like trying to come alive is the best way that I could describe from what I remember back then. And he had these three words that he would say that always stuck with me, and even now. And he was trying to like fix himself, and he was overcoming an obstacle, and he said, "Patience, intelligence, speed." Oh, Doug Funny. He changed my life at that moment. Because come down to it when you're faced with a crisis, or when you're faced with uncertainty or doubt in any situation. There's a lot of things that apply, guys. But, you know, having little slogans or quotes or mantras that you can repeat to yourself when you're in the thick of it is something that has been very helpful. And so what I said was patience, intelligence, speed, to be calm in the situation of crisis, to maintain your intelligence, and to act with swiftness, right? Because a lot of times when we're faced with something, we want to dwell, we want to overthink, and then we become indecisive. But when we lean into our gut, the answer is so obvious and so clear. And so there's a swiftness, a speed to it, after maintaining patience and intelligence. Yeah, yeah. How's that for the intro? A little Doug Funny, you know, little podcast cover. And that brings me to the real heart of the message for today that does pertain to the podcast cover. And that is, man, bringing in the new. Bringing in the new. I want to be honest, I've always struggled with like bringing in the new, because I love the old, and I love traditions, and I love routines, and I love keeping them up. I can have my room look a certain way for years, you know, and I'll have to have somebody say like, dude, you need to change that shit. I mean, this was true growing up, you know. Like my mom at like 13 would be like, can you move something around? Like, you have everything so organized and you've kept it like that all year. And it's like, it can be healthy and then it can be unhealthy. But I get very stuck in ways. I can wear the same shirt for a year, not every day, but like I can just keep it, you know? And again, sometimes it could be healthy, and then sometimes it could be unhealthy. I can keep the same podcast cover for like 3 years. I could just do things in a certain way, even like from an OCD perspective, like, and I can just keep them going, you know, and this repetitious sort of living. And I think some of that can be good for consistency and attaining a result, because you are just like going to put the head down and every hammer hit is just the nail's going to get more and more in. So for things of this nature, it can be good, but it can become, I'll call it, toxic and unhealthy, where you're blocking out new life to form. And something simple like a podcast cover is changing not just my message today, but could bring in new people. It could cause someone who's seen my podcast on socials to now click it, maybe listen to a message and to be hooked, or to want more, or to connect with me, or to work with me one-on-one with my coaching, right? Bringing a new podcast cover just makes me feel better. It makes me feel like I have a new vibe. It makes me want to live into the art of it. It makes me want to take that image and apply it other places, right? It makes me have more of an identity, and it separates me where I was only separated in a different perspective before this cover. So there's a lot of things that happen when we bring in the new into our life. Yesterday I was taking a shower, because that's what you do, and I got out of the shower and I'm like getting lean and like just feeling better, and I for some reason like took out this, I won't call it a new shirt, but it felt new because I forgot I had it, and I put it on, and I put on my shorts and my shoes, and I put on some necklace and a bracelet, and I just like felt like taking a picture in the mirror. But I made like this different like sort of pose. And lately I've been uploading stories to WhatsApp. So like in your WhatsApp status, you can like put like stuff. And if you have my phone number, like on you have WhatsApp, like you can see, like I'm just trying to like, again, the whole thing pertaining to this topic is try new things, right? So I'm like going on WhatsApp, making like a status there. And I took a picture, and it's a story, right? For better understanding, status and story are synonymous here. And I took a picture of myself, and I was just like making like a new face and like a new pose and a new outfit. And my caption was that, why do new outfits create new moods? And I'll ask that to you, like, why does a new outfit create a new mood? And you might be like, it's so basic, Justin, like so basic, but no, like really answer the question, you know, really think about it. Like, because a lot of times questions are like so obvious that we don't think about them, you know, we're just like, yeah, because it's new. But like, no, like what's really happening psychologically? Why would a new piece of clothing change out something new inside of you? Why would it bring out something new to have something new on? That's not who you are. You're not the piece of clothing. You have nothing to do with that. Your soul doesn't know you're putting on clothes. Your heart and mind and emotions have no fucking physical connection to the actual clothes. But when you put them on, you feel different. So there has to be something ulterior that's happening in that moment, right? And so what I would argue, and the whole point of this podcast, is that new things create new realities. New things create new realities. And that's like so true for not just humans, but it's so true for all of life. When we bring in something new, you'll create a new reality. You bring in a new word in conversation, like a new word. Like, here's a word. Effervescent. Have you ever heard of that word? Effervescent. I'm really into language and vocabulary, but effervescent literally means like bubbly. Like when you open up like sparkling wine, there's like an effervescent, an effervescent image on top of the, like where the cork is when the bubbles are just bubbling up. But you can use that word and apply it to like the personality of 14-year-olds in love. You know, they have this effervescent vibe, this bubbly nature to them, right? And if I was talking with somebody in conversation and I said, you know, we were just having a conversation and I said, man, like, I just love your, you know, like your friend, like she's so cool. Like she has this effervescent personality. That insertion of the new word, I mean, most people wouldn't know it, but whoever I was talking to would be like, what does that mean? And because I brought in that new word, it would completely change the course of our conversation, right? So every single new thing that you say, every single new thing that you do, every single new outfit you put on, every single new piece of art you make, every single thing that you bring new into your life alters the course of reality. This is the power of newness. Now, sometimes newness is something that we unintentionally do. Like, you just happens, you know, like you don't even realize you're doing it. But there is an intentional newness that we can do. Like, for instance, you buying a new shirt because you have to, right? It's like, fuck, I need to buy a new shirt, right? And it's like, I don't have any clothes. I need to, and you're bringing something in new. You're altering reality, like, obviously, because you're bringing in the new and you have to. But there's an intentional desire for newness. Like, maybe I don't really need to update my podcast cover for what, like I was saying at the start of this podcast, but I'm choosing to. I'm willingly deciding I want to bring in something new. And because of that desire and choice, I'm altering reality. My question for you today, my friends, and you already know what I'm going to say, is you need new shit in your life. Because I know a lot of you listening, you want more joy, you want more satisfaction, you want more fulfillment, you want more hope, you want more love, you want, and if you're going to shake any of that into your life, it's going to be because of the new. It's going to be because you're bringing in the new. Amidst other things, this isn't like the key to life, like I'm giving you a nugget of truth that can help you on your journey. You need new shit. You need new outfit. You need new watches. You need new music you listen to. You need new artists. You need new content. You need a new car. You need a new home. You need a new trip. Again, some of these have financial weight, and some of them that I'm about to name have no financial weight. You need to walk a different direction to work. You need to work out at a different place in the gym. You need to run on different paths. You need a new setup in your room. You need to just move things in a different way. Today, I've been recording my podcast like with my phone, and I usually put it in a direction. And today, I put it in more in front of me. I moved it like 6 inches to the left. And it's changed my whole episode because I brought in the new. I changed it. And so now it alters the course of reality for everything else I do. But that was an intentional move. Where do you need to bring in some newness, whether it's financial or it's not financial? Newness is when we change reality. It doesn't guarantee that when you do new things that they're always going to be like, I don't know, working out for your utmost joy. Like, I don't know, like maybe it doesn't work out, but I'll tell you one thing is it changes reality. Every time you bring in a new thing, you change reality. And I would say that some of these things do need to be monetary and you do need to spend, and not all of you are poor and you do have money and you're maybe tight with it, or you're spending it on different things, or you need to cut some other expenses, or what have you. But to do new things, to buy new things, changes you. Changes you. I am like working on saving so that I can buy some dope ass new sunglasses, because I know these new sunglasses will change me. I know that sounds rather superficial, but if you want to see it that way, you can. But I'm talking about it from a deeper reality perspective. New sunglasses will change me. I know somebody like that just tapped in would be like, what the fuck is this guy saying? But yeah, I mean it from a deeper perspective that I know you understand I'm talking about. Sorry, I was just taking some sip of coffee. But the newness, guys. The newness of life. Where do you need some newness? Where do you need to shake things up? Perhaps it's in your relationships. Maybe your relationships are boring and your chick knows it and you just are so fucking typical. Or maybe your guy is like, dude, she is so boring. That girl has no spunk anymore. Whatever it might be. Like, again, those can be free as well. Maybe it's with your parents, your siblings, your friends. Maybe it's at work. What if you thought about, like, in every day, you're like, what can be new? What can I do new in this moment? This moment. This moment. This moment. What needs to be renewed? What can I bring in that's new? What kind of new word can I insert here? What kind of new course of action? What kind of new thought can I bring into this conversation? Right? So sometimes it's good for routines, guys. Sometimes it's good for habit and all that stuff. And sometimes, man, you need to just shake the whole shit up and you need to bring in something brand spanking new. Because that is when you change the course of reality. So, a rather simple message that has many different levels to it. And I hope that you were able to catch the core truth of it. And I hope that you bring in the newness into your life right now, today. Like, go do something right now that's new and tell me what it feels like. Go do something right now that you wouldn't normally do. Like, because we're all on this autopilot default mode. Go do something new. Go do something new. Go do something new. Keep bringing in the new. And I think, oddly enough, you'll start to feel happier. I really do. So, my friends, thank you for listening to this episode of J.A. I'm going to finish drinking this cup of coffee. I got like 4.5 hours of sleep, but we got goals, motherfucker. We got goals. 21 minutes. I hope it wasn't too long. I love you guys, and I'll see you on the next episode.